This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Wednesday edition, 11th day of December 2019. Scott Hennon on vacay in Washington, D.C. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, Ron Ness, Kevin Flynn here for you. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part by friends at Chose Investments, KJOSinvestments.com, commercial, real estate, development, land and building leasing, commercial leasing. I mean, literally from planning through construction, through development, all of it. KJOSinvestments.com.
I've drove Chose Investments. I thought it was a radio station.
I know. There are roommates KJOS. Here as well, the Fargo facility. Yeah? So KJOSinvestments.com. Ron Ness in for Scott Hennon. Ron, how are you, sir? Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and good morning, Todd, and good morning to our listeners today. We've got a great show, but it's a different feel today, Todd. It was absolutely insane yesterday. It was the first time I've been in this seat, and we've had an issue on fire like that. So it was kind of
fun. We haven't had anything fire up folks to that extent since DAPL. And I mean, let's face it, it was, you know, folks were fired up, no doubt about it. So
they were.
Hopefully, and everybody got their 2 cents in.
Thank you to our guests who all accommodated us yesterday. We had shifted a couple of them today or tomorrow, but all the guests were.
Now you know what Johnny Carson went through all those years. I mean, if you're on the last one of the list, you might get bumped, and that's sorry, but
they all did a great job, and we're thankful. So we're going to have a little update from Scott Hannon in D.C. this morning. He's there. Things are going great, and it's chilly there, but nothing like here, of course. So we've got a lot of great guests. We've got Sean Wanko, the Williston Economic Development Director, on today. He's going to talk a little bit about Williston, but they've got that brand new shiny airport up there, and I want to hear what's happening and where the flights are coming in and out of. Also joining us is Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger. Some amazing data out earlier this week about the internet sales tax collections, and Ryan's going to fill us in on that and what that means to the state of North Dakota. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we've got Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, who's going to spend a half hour with us talking about all things North Dakota. That will be fantastic. We'll have his boss on tomorrow, by the way, in the 10 o'clock hour. Governor Doug Burgum with us tomorrow. And at 10:30, we're going to have Congressman Kelly Armstrong, which is going to be extremely interesting to see, as he's had a front row seat to all the shenanigans.
Say, he's had nothing on his mind lately, right?
I don't know if you guys saw Trump in Pennsylvania last night, but go out and take a look at that. He was on fire last night, if you can imagine, and he had lots of fine words for the House shenanigans that were going on. It was pretty interesting. So
I got just a clip of it.
It all started with the Russia witch hunt, right? Then the Inspector General's shocking report proved that the Obama FBI obtained secret warrants to spy on my campaign based on a phony foreign dossier of debunked smears paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC. The FBI failed to disclose the nature of the political hit job to the FISA court. They hid it, they deceived it, and they lied. The dossier was written by a discredited foreign agent who, quote, desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being the United States president. What's this? They spied on our campaign, okay? They spied. Never happened before in the history of our country. And we're really wise to it. We're wise to it. The Inspector General found that the FBI's spying application contained 17 errors and omissions, commonly known as lies and deceit. When the FBI, and you have great people in the FBI, but not in leadership. You have not good people in leadership. You haven't had. When the FBI uncovered evidence showing that we did absolutely nothing wrong, which was right at the beginning, They hid that exonerating. You know that. They hid it. They hid it so nobody could see it, so they could keep this hoax going on for 2 years. They knew right at the beginning that it was all a frame-up, a setup.
Wait
for
it.
But they hid it so that nobody could see it, so they could keep it going on, thinking they were going to hurt us politically. But now we're stronger politically than we were ever before.
Amen.
Wow.
There you go.
It's going to be an interesting 10 and a half months as this election really goes into high gear.
Was it there where he made the remark? I caught a little bit of it on my way in this morning about drawing so much at these various places, and he doesn't even have the punchline being, and he doesn't even have a guitar.
I didn't see the size of the crowd last night, but it was packed.
It was,
he packs it in and he doesn't even have a guitar. That was such a great line. I'm like, wow, that's perfect.
We've got a GL on the line here. Should we take a call, guys?
GL, you bet. GL from, I bet I know who this is. Hey, GL, what's on your mind? Barely nothing.
And I'm also unannounced state legislative candidate over here in District 31, Lawrence County, and I watch the state politics in Pierce, South Dakota quite well. And we have a Republican female governor down here, Kristi Noem. I don't know if anyone knows about that. In North
Carolina. We know.
Love Kristi Noem.
She spends money like it's going out of style down here. And I thought we'd just talk on four stations and up north here, north of South Dakota. And I'm sure she'll find out about it eventually. But anyhow, she only has like 136 million dollar available cash, you know, right now, and that could go. I told her office yesterday afternoon she better start watching her spending habits, because you know, that could go fast, and she could bankrupt the state of South Dakota, you know.
GL, where is the South Dakota revenue sources primarily coming from?
Oh, well, they're from property taxes, and there's other taxes like the bank tax and
video gaming is a big one.
Industry,
the Deadwood revenue, yes, they take quite a bit of chunk from the gambling here. And I'm actually sitting in a motel in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Okay, have income tax.
Highway junction of 14A and 85. And yes, I'm not very far from gambling machines at this facility, but there's really no one here that's actually putting money in. So they're kind of going to be hurting. They're going to be hurting for revenue here next month
Call.
So.
We appreciate the calls from South Dakota, and we'll keep an eye on on what's happening down there.
Just one note,
in Williston.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
What's going on in Williston this morning?
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I'm here in Williston.
Yes, go ahead.
We're covering a wide area, South Dakota to Williston today.
Okay, thank you. The comment about margarine. They were asking, what is margarine? Can I go on there live, or am I nowadays?
You're on. You're on right now. Make it quick. What do you got?
Doesn't get any more live than this.
Okay, margarine is one molecule from being plastic. Don't eat it. I haven't had it in my house for 10 years.
Good tip. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. We're having a lot today here.
Yeah, it's nasty stuff. Got it.
One thing that we are, we're going to have Senator Majority Leader Rich Warner on tomorrow, and we talked yesterday about the legacy fund discussion that we plan to have with him tomorrow. We would love your thoughts on what North Dakota's earnings from the legacy fund may or may not be used for. We encourage your calls at 701-258-0550, or you can text those thoughts to us at 701-226-8503. And before we came on the line, we were talking out in the hall about the New York Yankees have signed themselves a big new pitcher.
You're still not bumming out that you didn't become a major league pitcher, did you?
$324 million for 9 years. And the Yankees... The Yankees have done it again.
If you can sell that many tickets in a Major League Baseball stadium at that price, then you should get paid that much, too. Bottom line.
Well, did you guys see the breakdown? Did you see the breakdown on those numbers? Okay, so his new deal, last season he pitched 212.5 innings or something. This new deal breaks down on average. If he holds a 212 innings pitch, Derek Cole will make $170,000 per inning pitched. An inning. Yeah.
Again, if you can fill the stadium up, then you should get the money too.
That's true.
I can't. Yep.
Todd, that's similar to your deal here. Every listener is like,
free market. On a per capita basis, perhaps. I have no idea, but it's all economies of scale, isn't it?
Good for him, and let's just hope the...
Well, Ron, who's your agent? Apparently you need to get his.
Yeah, apparently. So, well, we got a lot of great guests coming our way. We're going to have Scott back here after the break with a little update on DC.
And
we're going to throw out a shout-out to State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt for her 20 years of service to the state of North Dakota. She's not going to run for that office again, so it'll be interesting.
What's in your mind? More coming up. Stay tuned.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
It's the happy holiday season. That is, it's Lutefest time. Sunday, December 15th, 10:30 to 1:30 at the Kringen Club of the Fargo Sons of Norway, downtown Fargo. Hi, everybody. This is Scott Hennon. I tell you what, I saw it for myself firsthand last month. This is one incredible Lutefest dinner. You will not be disappointed. That's Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30, this Sunday at the Fargo Sons of Norway. All you can eat Lutefest and all the fixings. Plus, remember, Juven Tours and Travel has great tours available in 2020 to the South Pacific, Scandinavia, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th through June 7th, the Norway Luxury Tour 1, June 1st through June 14th, the 44th Annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 20th to August 4th, and the Best of Norway starting August 10th through August 22nd. Call 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000 or online at JuvenTours.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Get some tacos.
Okay, now, I said that one time when I played this song. I said, now I feel hungry for nachos. I was accused of being a racist when I did that.
Let's talk about that.
Like, I'm not racist. It's not my fault Taco John's usurped the jingle. What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Boy, was I thankful at 14 below this morning that I had a heated steering wheel and the heated seats. And, oh, by the way, it's December 11th, as we're doing the show live. later than that if you're listening past December 11th. Do you have all-wheel drive? Are you going to go anywhere for the holidays, for example? Or maybe somewhere in January, February, March, April, or May, assuming our winter lasts up. You may want to have all-wheel drive. Get yours now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
What was the temperature, Todd?
It was 14 below this morning. 8 below right now in Bismarck at 9:20.
I'm going pheasant hunting after lunch today. So
what?
I'm going to have to...
Awesome. Okay. I want my frozen pheasant. Is that what you're doing?
Brothers and my friends are still up for this. And my dogs are going to be doing the... Let's roll. So
you gonna put little booties on your dogs that paws don't freeze? I mean, come on, man.
Hey, you gotta dog up and get out there and get it done.
We're
running out of days.
Is that an expression now? You gotta dog up?
I guess so.
Okay.
She'll be a little brisk.
Hey, we got Scott connected to check in from D.C.
Hey, how are ya?
Good morning, Scott. How are things in the nation's capital?
Can you see the swamp from where you're standing?
I can, but I'll first answer Ron's question, but I'll ask the audience that is with me to answer the question. Ron Ness is guest hosting for me back home, folks. He just said, and he wants to know how things are in Washington, D.C. You having a good time?
Yeah. Woo! Cool. Beautiful.
Cold and beautiful and bright and sunny and all of that. Yep.
What's on the agenda today?
So we just left the World War II Memorial, which, of course, is so amazing when you consider how many North Dakota World War II veterans have been here because of the honor flight effort. So kind of fun for everybody to see that. And we're next headed to the Arlington National Cemetery. Been to the White House already, did a little photo op out front. That was great fun. And walked down Pennsylvania Avenue and we have a neat afternoon plan. We're going to be at the U.S. Capitol and get a tour, the whole group in one tour, which they don't do for a lot of folks. They're taking all of us. Senator Kramer's office lined that up. And then we'll end the tour on the steps of the United States Senate, taking a photo with Senator Kramer and our whole group. He then goes in to grab the gavel, Ron, and we'll be presiding over the Senate this afternoon. And there's votes, so we'll be able to see how the whole process works. Tonight, and then we go to dinner as well after that.
Sounds like a packed day, Scott. How many North Dakotans are with you on this journey?
What does this motor coach hold, Leroy? 55. We packed her full, 55.
And full day again tomorrow, I assume?
Full day again tomorrow? I don't even remember what we're doing. Dear, where are we going? What's on the agenda tomorrow?
Yep, we're doing Smithsonian.
Oh, the Smithsonian's tomorrow? Yeah. I just do it one day at a time, Rod. One day at a time.
Yeah, he just follows the missus. Just like the song, one day at a time, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Scott, what's the scuttlebutt on the group on the impeachment process that was going on while you guys were there yesterday?
I'm a little embarrassed to say that other than a little conversations here and there, we've sort of ignored the hoax. We've just not paid much attention to it. Right, folks? Yeah. Do you care?
No.
Yeah. Is it a joke?
Yeah.
That's all you need to know right there.
We need to send this. We need to send that to President Trump. He needs to hear that.
That's Trust perfect. Me, he knows. Yeah.
I heard you had a special guest, Mike Lindell, last night. Is that true?
Oh, my gosh. Was that fun? I mean, because, of course, Mike is just a gem of a guy, and has really gotten to know, Senator Kramer and Mike Lindell are getting to be buddies, and I've gotten to know him pretty well. He's a good sponsor of ours, and so, yeah, he took all of 0.2 seconds to say yes to come over and say hi. And what was funny was, nobody knew he was coming. And in typical North Dakota fashion, nobody, jumped up like Superstar was in or anything, but they had fun. They all took pictures with him. They were very nice and cordially chat with everybody. But the rest of the restaurant had their jaws on the floor like, that's the MyPillow guy. What's he doing here? So it was pretty fun.
Outstanding.
How does Mike Lindell become a superstar in Washington, D.C.? That's great American story right there of success. So, Scott, thanks for giving us an update today. We appreciate that, and you guys all have a great time. And I like enjoy the scenery and exclude the noise. I like that mantra for your trip this week.
Yeah, we're taking it all in, and remember what those founding fathers designed, what they put together, this great American idea. And when you get there, you don't much care. So,
Scott, I'm going to hit you with one piece of work here. We're talking about the legacy fund the next day here, and we've got Senator Wardner on tomorrow. We're going to have the governor on tomorrow. What are your thoughts about what we ought to be doing with the legacy fund earnings as we move forward?
Not spend them. I know we can, but I mean, I think the incredible effort that was done by yourself and a few others in that committee designed a pretty good plan forward. The roadmap was written for how to spend the earnings, and we've got to be very, very smart about it and very strategic about it. But don't you think, Ron, the roadmap was written by the group that passed the bill?
So you'd be in the camp of reinvest those earnings back into the principal and grow the balance so future generations don't get taxed out of North Dakota.
It's so easy to spend it. It sits there and it's fun and it's somebody else's money. But why is it there? Why is that pot there? It is there. Right? So, yes, we know that's true on the principal. Yes, we know there'll be some earnings. That's wonderful, but boy, make it really, really important. Otherwise, reinvest it, keep growing it, and just be cautious about this, is my take.
Well, it's certainly going to be, I think, the big issue for really the next year up, leading up to the next legislative session, so all North Dakotans have a chance to voice their opinion on this. And, Scott, we got your opinion, and thanks for updating us today, and we'll look forward to hearing a little more later in the week, maybe.
And that's a good point. It's the people's money. So these hearings are fantastic. Kudos to, Rich and Chet and the legislative leadership that are touring around and finding out what's to fly, right? I mean, that's important. And I think even on the air with them, you got a chance, Ron, to let people weigh in like that. And we'll do more of those. I want to know what people want. I'm just giving you my opinion, but I'm for what the people want. It's their money.
We're starting to get some comments in here, and I'll record all those, and we'll talk about each of them tomorrow with Senator Wardner, and they're going to have public hearings up in Watford City, I believe, January 19th and 20th or something like that, and Senator Wardner will have that information for us tomorrow. But it's going to be great fun. It's a great opportunity to voice your opinion in a positive way. It doesn't have to be in a negative way, and everybody's got a chance here to voice their thoughts, and in the 2021 legislature is going to have some decisions to make, and certainly the governor is going to have some significant impact in that process as well. So it's very cool.
It is. And Stanley, I think, is next. I don't remember when Watford City is, but Rich will have a list, like you say. But it's after Christmas. So enjoy Christmas and then come join the conversation. And Ron, thank you for guest hosting. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scotty. Say hi to everyone.
Say goodbye, everybody. Say bye. See you Saturday.
Christmas in D.C. Good for them. Sounds like fun, Todd.
Absolutely.
My goodness.
Just don't get too close to the swamp, though. Don't get sucked in.
Yeah, you don't want to get any on you.
Yeah.
Scott leading 55 people around D.C. They are going to have
they
some
should
fun.
Be safe. Ron, let's make no mistake. Maria Tennant.
Oh,
the missus.
You're right.
That's a good point.
Kudos.
Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of the Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after Democrats in the U.S. House filed two articles of impeachment against him, the president calls the charges flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous. He speaks at a rally held in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
They send these two things, they're not even a crime. This is the lightest, weakest impeachment.
The House Judiciary Committee will begin consideration of those two articles of impeachment against the president at a meeting this evening. One of them alleges abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. The full House expected to debate and vote on Trump's impeachment next week. The U.S. is turning four military bases over to South Korea today, also starting the process of turning over the former American military headquarters in the heart of Seoul. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This always reminds me of grumpy old men. Oh, man. Can't beat the classics, right?
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, ting.
Makes me want to go get a 65 Polara and drive it around.
There you go, buddy. So what's on your mind?
The lovely and talented and legendary Ella Fitzgerald sleigh ride. That reminds me of Grumpy Old Men. Remember where the boys were driving up to the bait shop, knocking over garbage cans?
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
It's lovely weather.
So what's
every
on your mind?
Every time they parked, they'd run over the garbage cans. Every
exactly. Brought to you by our friends at the Magical Medora Christmas. They are touring right now, my friend, and they want you to stop out and see them. And you know what? They're going to be close, in our neighborhood anyway, tonight, 7:30 in Devil's Lake at the LRSC Auditorium. Tomorrow, one show in Grafton. Then on Friday and Saturday, they're going to be in Fargo, Friday night, 7:30 North High School. Two shows Saturday, 3 and 7:30 Fargo North. And then they head to Henning, Minnesota, Grand Forks, Valley City on the 17th coming up on Tuesday, 7:30, and they will wrrap all the way down to the 22nd of December, where they'll wrap up in Bismarck at the, was it the Bell Mayhews?
It is the Bell, and I am the Bell, going to be there. It's going to be great.
God.
Yeah. Holy God,
go to Medora. All you got to do, go to Medora.com for details. The Magical Medora Christmas. Proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. Ron Ness here in for Scott Hannon.
And we're going to have Bill Sorensen in tomorrow to give us a little update on the Magical Medora Christmas. Let's see, we've got Sean Wanko on the line, but first we've got Dan in Fargo. Dan, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning. The Fargo Forum has on their local news headline page about this pressure being put on the school board there to get rid of their midget mascot name. Now, that's the same thing that Fargo Central had and still does in our alumni newspaper. Fargo High Midgets and the Dickinson High School Midgets. Well, okay. I feel this is really silly. First of all, guys, I think in our country with the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment, nothing is really politically incorrect. I mean, that just doesn't work in a free society to say that they're going to try to shame the school board into getting rid of this name. And I think they ought to consider that if you're going to try to, I put it this way, if you're going to try to compromise and please every possible viewpoint and change in manners, sensibility, the feelings of people at any point in time, you're going to end up with a kind of a mental and emotional paralysis. Because think about what school boards and taxpayers, the athletic conference they're in, and not to forget the Dickinson High School alumni. If you're going to be switching names with every passing fancy or pressure, I think this is like political shaming, PC shaming, that they're trying to get the board to hustle and change it.
Dan, thanks for your Thanks for your comments. Okay. I didn't realize there was a school in Fargo with a middle school.
Yeah, Fargo High Midgets for years until the 70s had that still is our mascot on our alumni newspaper.
There's a long history behind the Midgets name in Dickinson, and maybe we'll ask Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who is a graduate of Dickinson High School, to give us that story today. But certainly there's a lot of pride and a long history behind that in Dickinson, and it's certainly not a negative tone for folks that have been in Dickinson their entire lives.
It was not meant to be that way. It was just surprising. Here we're a state with a lower population, and many of our communities aren't the size of bigger cities. But
thanks for your comments, Dan. We'll stay tuned on this. We're gonna jump over to Sean Wanko, the Wilson Economic Development Director. Sean, are you available?
I am, Ron. Thanks for having me on the show today.
How are things in Wilson today? A little brisk?
It's a little chilly, but I guess we'll get through it.
Sean, we're going to start with that. With that new airport, let's talk about the airport, what it means to the community, but more importantly, what's it offering for services and in cities and all of those people coming in?
Yeah, well, if most people are aware, we just opened up a new airport here in October, and it's one of the first airports that was completely built from the ground up, I want to say, in the last 12 or 15 years. So it's a big deal for Western North Dakota. And, getting that opened, you're seeing a lot of great activity out there. I can tell you right now, enplanements for the year to date so far, we're at about 73,000 enplanements. That is up 20% compared to this time last year. You'll see over the last month and a half, United and Delta, they both have committed to a larger plane into this market. So we were originally getting these 50-seat regionals. They've each switched one out now, and they're up to the 76-seaters. And I think as the demand goes, they will continue to switch out those regionals. So that's been big for us. And then, we're also seeing ongoing discussions with some sort of budget carrier coming into this market. We don't have an announcement yet, but again, I think you're going to see as the demand continues to grow here, we'll see an additional carrier come in here. And other than that, there's still a lot of ongoing construction and operations out there at the airport. We're working on the FBO. That's going to be completed very quickly. We're going to see the car rentals with things like parking and stuff like that. That will all get finished. So it's just going to enhance what we have there at that airport.
Sean, how about a little economic update? I heard the other day that the hotels in Wilson are essentially full. The apartments, obviously. How about from a business sense and just in terms of total economics in the city of Wilson right now?
I'm excited to look at 2020, Ron, because I think we're going to have a very, very good year. And we had a good year in 19. We saw through my office, I estimate about $112 million came through the door that we have our fingerprints on, that we worked with general business in the area. We run a monthly report called the Economy at a Glance, and everything is up. Like you said, hotel occupancy compared to this time last year is up. Birth rates are up 20%. School enrollment is up. Building permits are up. Sales tax collections are up. The only thing that's down is the unemployment rate, which you want that to go down. So it's been good. And then the same thing with the redevelopment. When we opened up this new airport, we've got about 800 acres of an old airport we need to redevelop. And we had fast-tracked that. We thought, in our mind, fast-tracked to get the FAA to release the property and get infrastructure in and get it where it needs to be. We thought if we could do that in 2020 and put it out for sale in 2021, that would be fast-tracking the project. We're seeing entities out there right now that want to get in. They want to close on the land as early as the first quarter of 2020. So it's happening much faster than what we anticipated. So the demand is there.
School enrollments continue to climb. Single-family housing, are you seeing some developers have more interest?
I think so. Obviously going into winter now, what's been permitted is probably going to be what will be worked on throughout the winter. So I don't foresee any new holes or new foundations going in. But what I do see, and that started to happen in the fall of 19, was, more single-family housing developers looking at the market and starting to put their chess pieces in place. So I'm confident next year, we should see getting into the spring, we should see a good amount of activity coming through the building department, specifically on the single family market. And really that's what we need. I mean, that shows stability in families, and that demand just hasn't got down for those homes.
Sean, in your discussions with developers, recognizing really the strength of the Bakken, the technology gains, we're going to probably see a new record oil production announced later this week. Things have been very steady. I see the service companies have settled in. We've seen a little bit of decline now. Obviously, heading into winter months, but we'll get new budgets out next year. Is that a part of the discussion now? Are they concerned or are they bullish on where we're headed with the Bakken in the future?
I would say they're pretty bullish. After we had the slowdown several years ago, I mean, we spent a couple of years making everybody feel good again and trying to get developers to dip their toe back in the market. And that's where I think in 2020 now, I think, you know, everybody has kind of now spent the time. They're feeling good about the market. They feel good where it's going. And I think we're going to see some big announcements going into next year.
We are beginning to plan for the 2020 Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in Bismarck, May 19th to the 21st. And you're going to see a lot. We're going to have a lot of the CEOs. It's going to be a big event again. And getting those developers there, those investors there, I think is going to be a great opportunity for folks like yourselves to really show them that there's a long ways ahead to go in the Bakken. And just what we've been able to do technology-wise, we've become the play of choice now. I think the Permian and Eagleford are going through some struggles. And certainly the Anadarko Basin in Oklahoma is seeing the same thing. But the Bakken, the resource is so amazing that the technology continues to increase the economics. So I think it's a lot of opportunity ahead in those across North Dakota, certainly, but certainly in places like Williston, Watford, Stanley,
yeah, Dickinson. I agree. I cannot hammer home enough when I talk to developers, saying technology. I mean, technology is what's driving this thing out here, and we know how fast technology moves. It just is, it's going to get better.
How about from a standpoint of workforce coming into the community? We had a big discussion in Bismarck yesterday about refugees. There are a lot of new people coming into Williston. What do you see where they're coming from, and are they continuing to come?
Well, you know, they still continue, I would say, to come from all over. I would say we are seeing an increase in non-native North Americans. So, I mean, they're coming from, you know, other parts of the world. You know, the big challenge with workforce for us up here is really we have such a demand for the restaurant, retail sectors, those type of jobs that are out there, and we're just having huge trouble trying to fill those. So, you know, we still see some challenges with workforce in this market.
How big a role has the community center been in the ability to bring these families in and retain them and really have a Williston as a go-to place in the region and across western North Dakota?
You know, just like the airport, that was a game changer for us. And most people are familiar with the Williston Area Recreation Center. It's 246,000 square feet, and it's got about everything you can think of in there. And specifically with the growth of the families and the kids into this market and the need for space for the different types of sports programs, because of the diversification you're seeing, you know, other things than the traditional basketball, football, baseball. You're seeing the needs for, you know, programs like soccer to come up here, and to have a facility like that has just been great for us.
Well, the great news on this end is we hear it from our kids. Dad, why can't we have a facility like they've got in Williston, Watford City, when they go up there for WDA sports? They're amazed, they're impressed, and it puts a whole new light on those communities, I think, in terms of, in the eyes of these young kids who are our future workforce, that's a place that's got something cool. So kudos to you and all the community leaders up there. I know you've got some challenges on the school front. What do you see in the future? Quickly, what do you see in the future on that?
Well, again, I just think it's something we're all going to have to continue to work together and figure out this situation, figure out this issue. We're going to get it figured out. It's just
all right. Thanks, Sean. We appreciate your time, and have a great Christmas in the city of Williston, and keep charging forward in 2020. We'll be back with more of What's on Your Mind shortly.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, What's on Your Mind?
Oh, Dasher, top of Dana's shopping list, North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Just right. Fruitspirits.com.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's Andy Flagpole Guy Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming requests for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering seven prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Make your gifting Christmas in a bottle this year with North Dakota's Sweet Crude Liqueur. Over ice or mixed, it's steeped in tradition, seasoned just right, and warm is my favorite comfort. My perfect sipper on a cold winter's night. Find it at crudespirits.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Merry Christmas from all of us here. What's on your mind? There you go. Santa's hot. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. I know you rarely never hear about these guys on this show, but I thought it would be nice to give them a little plug, you know, the MyPillow, especially the towels. Which now that apparently Scott says they've renamed the Royal Purple. It's the Royal Purple Todd towels now because you were the first one to order the Royal Purple one.
Soon they'll be renamed now, again the Viking Super Bowl champion right. Purple.
I love it. I got to ask you, are the towels all that Mike says they are?
Oh my yes God. Yes,
yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
He says he reverse engineered them because the towels, like, was talking to him at the Trump rally down in the cities. He said, yeah, like in 2006, they stopped making them the way they used to, and they started using lotions and things and waxes on them and stuff.
and they don't actually absorb anything. So his new towels are just apparently amazingly absorbent, and they actually work.
Imagine that, a towel that soaks up water and stuff. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, they've got the six-piece set has two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Check out the My Pillow. Check out the mattress topper, the sheets as well. The sheets are fabulous. That I can tell you. At MyPillow.com, promo code Scott will get you 30% off MyPillow. Proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind, where Ron Ness is sitting in for Mr. Scott Hannon.
I'm going to have the pillow, the towels, I guess.
Yeah.
Makes a great Christmas gift. Everybody knows somebody hard to buy for, but...
Could have a bison set and a Viking set. Really, pretty much wouldn't need anything else.
There you go, buddy. That'll be nice if I get the NFL licensing thing and be able to...
There's a lot of opportunity there.
I bet Mike could be talked into that.
So, Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, is our guest. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
We're fantastic. You had some news earlier this week about the internet sales tax collections, and maybe you want to set the table a little bit and give our listeners a little backdrop of what we're talking about. But this is a super, super big deal, I think, from not only from a standpoint of state revenues, but really in terms of fairness for North Dakota brick and mortar retailers who are competing against the world now with the internet. But just leveling the playing field, I think, was the concept that states worked on for a long time. And of course, North Dakota's Senator Dwight Cook was the champion of this, I think, across the country and certainly in North Dakota. And now it looks like the details are in. So what do you got for us, Ryan?
Well, you said that well, Ron. Since the 90s, physical presence has been the standard for the state to have a retailer, or really before the 90s, to have a retailer have to collect and remit state and local sales tax. And, as you mentioned, Dwight Cook has been working on this on the national scene for a long time to get states' rights to be able to have online retailers collect and remit state and local sales tax. And fortunately, last June of 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court in Wayfair versus South Dakota, in that case, got rid of that physical presence rule and now allows states like North Dakota and the 44 other states that have a sales tax to have online retailers collect and remit on the state and local tax. And it really has been a game changer, as you mentioned, in terms of state finances, but also in fairness and creating a level playing field, because one of the biggest reasons I supported having states' rights to collect and remit online sales tax was from the fairness perspective. The approach was making sure that online retailers were playing by the same rules as your brick-and-mortar Main Street mom-and-pop shop retailers. There was a huge, you think about a large dollar item being bought online. Having state and local sales tax not assessed on that is a huge competitive advantage to the online retailers. So it's been a big game changer. In the last 18 months, since the Supreme Court made that ruling, we've collected about $27 million in state and local tax. About $6.5 million of that is local tax. And I think that's what's really important is, the last 18 months, it's $6.5 million that goes to local law enforcement and go to roads, critical care, all of those types of things at the local level that wouldn't have been there. So it's really been a success story.
Ryan, tell us a little bit about, if I go online and order something from Amazon, I'm paying sales tax, but how do we know who's in and who's out, and what's the compliance look like on the other end?
Well, right now we have about 5,700 companies that have registered with us. Most of the tax that we collect are from, the large, 500 to 1,000 top retailers. When you go online, when you check out and you're on a website, Amazon's a good example, there should be a line item that shows tax, and you should be collecting, and it should be very, very clear when checking out online that state and local tax is being applied, because they should be asking you for your zip code or your address, and it's applied to where the item is being shipped, and that's very key, is it's the destination of where the product is being sent to. The physical product. When you check out, it should have the state and local tax being applied. And there, granted, there are still companies that are out there working on being compliant. We're working with them day in, day out. So it might come up on a site where they are collecting, but we're working diligently nationally to make sure we're getting as many of them in as possible and being compliant.
Let's use Bismarck for an example, Ryan. When we come back, we'll talk about is that sales tax, the city tax, the extra half cent tax, are those things included? We'll cover that, and we'll talk a little bit about the legacy fund when we come back.
Great.
Are we coming back?
You said,
it's 9:55.
Well, yeah, we're coming back in about 10 minutes, yeah, so we'll be right back. What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More What's in Your Mind on the way. Stand by.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.